Yet another big-name client abandoned Arthur Andersen today. FedEx has announced it is severing ties with Andersen. The exodus of prestigious clients and the threat of criminal indictment means the Big Five may soon become the Big Four. Newspaper reports indicate that Andersen is in talks to merge with rival accounting giant Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu.
Meanwhile, former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker said today that Andersen should separate its auditing and consulting arms. Volcker heads a panel that is charged with overhauling Andersen's business practices. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Before clients started to flee, and before the threat of criminal charges began to surface, Arthur Andersen brought in Paul Volcker in the hopes of avoiding both of those possibilities. So far, it hasn't worked, and today Paul Volcker announced changes to address both concerns. Volcker's oversight panel tried to get out in front of the rapidly deteriorating situation by recommending that Andersen completely separate its consulting and auditing businesses. Andersen, which was both an auditor and consultant for Enron, is facing possible criminal charges for its destruction of Enron documents. Dan Richman, a former prosecutor and now a law professor at Fordham University, says the action Paul Volcker took today could have some impact on the Justice Department's investigation.
I would think that when deciding how to exercise its discretion, the department will both look to the future and to the past. The fact that a corporation might be implementing radically new measures to avoid future wrongdoing may well enter into the government's thinking, but the government also has to consider the degree to which the corporation as an entity was bound up in illegal goings-on in the past.
While the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating, there has been no decision on whether to indict Andersen. Last week, a Justice Department official indicated that government lawyers were still negotiating with the company. But Professor Richman warns against reading too much into that meeting.
This might be taken in many cases as just the beginning of its efforts to get more information from a corporation that they don't see as completely willing to provide.
And there are reportedly other negotiations taking place. Reports in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times say Chicago-based Andersen began talking to its New York rival, Deloitte & Touche, about selling that company some or all of its operations. Acquisition experts say at issue for Deloitte & Touche would be how to avoid all of the financial liability that Andersen faces for its role in Enron's collapse. One option, according to some, is for Andersen to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Chicago bankruptcy attorney Keith Shapiro.
Well, I can't comment on the need for Andersen to actually file a bankruptcy. I will tell you that historically, when a company is beset with unknown and untold numbers of claims against it, in order to do a transaction, buyers very often require a bankruptcy.
They do so because it's the only way to protect themselves from liability. But while Andersen continues its struggle to survive, a number of its clients are leaving to go elsewhere for accounting help. Federal Express, which transferred its business to Ernst & Young, is the latest among about three dozen public companies to drop Andersen. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.